Hello, everybody. This is Mike the Ref here, host of the Blown Call Show. My regular show will be up on Wednesday. However, I did want to throw this quick little podcast out, just covering my thoughts on the Royal Rumble that just happened. Overall, the card was not bad at all. Every match seemed to be a very decent caliber, especially the triple threat world title match. I'll get more into detail on that. But I want to get to this Royal Rumble right now. And while the beginning started out really well with the surprise appearance of Bubba Ray Dudley, getting that crowd into it, bringing Daniel Bryan out at number 10. Okay. I didn't mind him getting eliminated. Let me get that thrown out there right now. However, the biggest thing I'm wondering about is, after what happened last year with the Bautista incident and having a wrestler such as Bautista getting thrown into a hornet's nest where the fans did not want anything to do with him whatsoever, you would think the writing staff, the creative staff, anybody at headquarters would think, okay, maybe we should not try to pull something like this again and actually give the fans something they don't expect or think that might be a little more appropriate. I know that WWE thinks they know better than all the fans, but however, the fans are the ones that pay the product. This ending here with Roman Reigns winning the match, while his athletic abilities are there, his mic skills are not, and his overall talent just isn't there yet. And it was disgusting how this thing finished. As soon as Daniel Bryan got eliminated, everybody's calling bullshit. And as soon as Dean Ambrose got eliminated at number 27, you knew that Reigns was going to pull this one out, and the crowd just went absolutely ballistic on him. And I was one too. I couldn't stand the way that it finished up like that. The Rock came in for a quick save, trying to save this pay-per-view, just trying to get this crowd from not absolutely mauling a guy like Roman Reigns, trying to save not only the WrestleMania coming up, but his actual career, because a moment like this could damage a young person's career who's just starting to move up. This could damage him to the point where the fans turn on him and they just won't get behind him face or heel in the future. So, overall, this pay-per-view actually went downhill very, very quickly. I really hope that Raw tomorrow comes up with a decent solution to what's going on here. But in the meantime, I will give you a more detailed explanation as to my thoughts and feelings on the pay-per-view this upcoming Wednesday on my show, The Blown Call with Mike the Ref. Along with that, we're going to be talking about gambling and how this is a big gamble right now with WWE, along with a whole bunch of other gambling situations. And then our top 10 will be top 10 gambles, both on the sports field and off. If you have any ideas, please send them to me, theblowncallshow@gmail.com. My Twitter account is @MikeTheRef. And also, there will be a big announcement in regards to the whole channel and the future of this channel going forward. So please check it out on Wednesday, and thank you for listening tonight. Good night.